It's Jeremy Dietz here, certified financial planner and registered life planner with my Money Manifesto. And being the first Monday of the month, I am going to take my usual look at global markets and economies, and it's also the end of the third quarter. So a good opportunity to take a slightly longer term view of the markets. Markets have actually been reasonably steady during 2014, except during the last couple of weeks when the democracy protests in Hong Kong added to the list of existing worries, including Ukraine, Ebola in West Africa, the situation in the Middle East, and that all got investors a bit flustered, and markets over the last couple of weeks have fallen by around 5%. It's worth noting, though, that it's an unusual year where we don't see a mini correction of up to 10%. So this is nothing unusual, it's just a normal market reaction to events. In economic terms, the global picture at the moment is really one of diverging growth. You've got strong recoveries in the US and the UK, less so in Europe. Although, to be fair, we are now looking at possible growth of 1% here in Europe. And in the Far East, Japan is attempting to generate sustained growth, whilst worries about China's ability to maintain its growth rate are still a concern. However, growth can be expected to continue into 2015 in the face of these headwinds. And you may recall that as far back as 2008, having identified the crisis as a balance sheet and debt crisis, we talked about a 7 to 10 year time frame for a return to normality. And we're probably still on course for that. In terms of asset classes so far this year, we've seen commodities gain around 6%. However, much of that gain has come from food, which is up around 20%. Raw materials are down around 3%, and you see that particularly in oil and gold. Fixed interest, surprisingly, has done really quite well this year. And I think that's really a result of asset allocation rebalancing at the start of the year. If you recall, 2013 was a really good year for equities to produce global returns in the region of 20%. And what we saw in early 2014 was a rebalancing, a sell-off of equities and money going back into bonds to rebalance. Global equities are still up this year around 9%. And that's mainly from the US, which has shown strong growth as capital has been repatriated from Europe and emerging markets, which are looking less attractive than they were a year ago. It's also a concern that manufacturing PMIs dropped across the board in September, except, surprisingly, in France and Italy. And manufacturing in Europe remains flat. And in spite of September's retreat in manufacturing across the board, the US, UK, India and Japan are all exhibiting expanding manufacturing bases now. The US in particular, where the Purchasing Managers Index is now over 57. Let's do a quick tour of the regions. In the US, the highlight was the better-than-expected gains in employment in September. And we're seeing in the US now unemployment almost fall back to its natural rate, which is about 5%. However, other indicators were not so good. Although we saw increased consumer spending, surprisingly, consumer confidence declined. Across in Europe and the UK, in Europe we saw the ECB once again try to stimulate the economy with a big package in September. And in spite of signs that the threat of deflation in Europe is more acute than first thought, it doesn't look as though we're going to now see any further stimulus from ECB in the near term. The ECB obviously expects its September stimulus package is going to return the Eurozone to growth and shift inflation back up to its 2% target in time. However, both markets and the zone's many unemployed people probably don't have that sort of patience, and the pressure for further measures is likely to persist. It's worth noting in the UK that the FTSE 250, which is a more accurate reflection of what's going on in the UK than the FTSE 100, has actually declined fairly steadily since its peak in February. And that's in spite of the UK's increased growth prospects. And this decline probably reflects no more than the fact that during 2013, these companies had become really quite overvalued relative to earnings. And a 9% fall in the index since then has, I think, led to just more realistic valuations. Across in the Far East in Japan, the impact of the increase in the sales tax rumbles on, with service sector sentiment declining markedly in the last quarter. And whilst industrial production has dropped, unemployment has also dropped. So a bit of a dichotomy there between the figures. Average household spending in Japan has dropped nearly 5% in the last 12 months, although retail sales were actually up from a year ago. So once again, some sort of dichotomy there with the figures. Across the water in China, things are still looking sluggish, with manufacturing showing any minimal growth at the moment. Quick note on currencies. We're seeing currencies affected by both growth prospects and capital flows at the moment, global capital flows. And we're seeing this currency divergence with a strong pound and dollar and a weakness across Europe and Japan. Let's have a look at the markets. In September, as I say, they were quite volatile. I won't go into September's figures, but let's just have a look at markets year to date from the 1st of January. Japan is up 2%, the Far East up about 2.5%. Europe, surprisingly, up 6%, the UK down 3%. I've already talked about why that's happened. The US up 7%, and oil and gold both down. Oil down a full 7% this year to date, and it now stands at $91. So what's the bottom line? It's been an okay year so far. Importantly, company profits are growing, and company profits are what obviously underpins equity valuations. Equities are probably around average valuation at the moment, neither cheap nor expensive, so that's okay. However, they are cheap relative to bonds, especially European bonds. And note that Germany issued bonds the other day selling it at a negative interest rate. And investors have bought them seeking capital protection at almost any price. Now, as and when the world's various global geopolitical situations and monetary policies uncertainties resolve, I think we can expect a flow of capital back from bonds into equities. That's probably not going to happen this year. So whilst the prospects look fairly reasonable and okay at the moment, not spectacular but okay, we've got to take note that there are various headwinds around which could blow that recovery, not necessarily off course, but keep it slow for the moment. And in financial planning terms, it therefore remains important to have the correct asset allocation to ensure that you always have the right money in the right place at the right time, and you've got to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against those macroeconomic risks. Well, that's it from me. I hope that's been of some help. Have a very, very good week. Take care and go well.